British official visiting Iran to help de-escalate tensions, prop up nuclear deal. By Breitbart London on June 22, 2019. Dubai, United Arab Emirates, AP. The latest on tensions between the US and Iran and in the Persian Gulf, all times local. 5 p.m. A British Foreign Office official will visit Iran and call for urgent de-escalation in the region and raise UK and international concerns about Iran's regional conduct during talks with Tehran's government. The Foreign Office said Saturday, at this time of increased regional tensions and at a crucial period for the future of the nuclear deal, this visit is an opportunity for further open, frank and constructive engagement with the government of Iran. Minister Andrew Murison is arriving Sunday for a short visit. It was announced after President Donald Trump said he had called off military strikes on Iran minutes before they were to be carried out Thursday because it would have been out of proportion to the shoot down of an unmanned American surveillance drone. 4:50 p.m. Iran has summoned the United Arab Emirates' top envoy to Tehran to protest the neighboring Arab nations allowing the U.S. to use a base there to launch a drone that Iran says entered its airspace. The Saturday report by the official IRNA news agency said Iran issued a strong protest to the UAE diplomat, saying Iran does not tolerate the facilitation of foreign forces that violate its territory. The U.S. says its RQ-4A Global Hawk was shot down Thursday over international waters, not inside Iranian airspace. On Friday, Iran summoned Swiss Ambassador Marcus Leitner to hear Iran's protest over the alleged violation. Switzerland looks after U.S. interests in Iran. Tehran and Washington have had no diplomatic relations since 1979. Iran says the U.S. drone was a very dangerous provocation. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.